Fiona Kelly again for a look at what it says in Wednesday's papers.
The decision of the former president of the High Court, Peter Kelly, to resign from his position on a Dubai court, an underspend at the Department of Housing, and Shane Lowry's golf clubs go missing. Those are some of the stories you'll find covered on the front of today's papers. The Irish Times leads with that story about Peter Kelly's decision to resign as a judge of the Dubai International Financial Court following the resignation of the former Chief Justice, Frank Clark, from his position there over the weekend. For its lead story, the Irish Examiner reports on an underspend of €200 million in the Department of Housing, attributing the underspend to inflation and supply chain issues. Minister Dara O'Brien has ordered a review to ensure that the money is spent before the end of the year. There's another property story in the front of the Irish Independent about how the government may spend €5 million on buildings owned by religious orders to help house Ukrainian refugees. China's threat to encircle Taiwan with warships and jets in response to Nancy Pelosi's criticisms of China during her controversial visit to Taiwan yesterday is covered on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. And Rebecca Vardy's first television interview since she lost the so-called Wagatha Christie case last week, which is due to be aired tonight, generates the lead story in the Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun. The Belfast Telegraph leads today with the jail sentence which Maurice Kelly from Bangor, County Down, received in a UK court for swindling the daughter of a former advisor to the UN Secretary General out of £200,000. The statement issued by Sabina Higgins yesterday, defending the letter she wrote to last week's Irish Times about the war in Ukraine, receives coverage on the front of today's Times, Independent and Mail. And the Times also runs with columns on the controversy by Cathy Sheridan and Michael McDool. Sabina Higgins was just wrong to write that letter, is the unambiguous headline over the McDool article. Letter writers to today's paper express differing opinions, however. Cormac Smith, who signs off as a London-based former strategic communications advisor to the Foreign Minister of Ukraine, is highly critical of Mrs. Higgins, while Jim Roach, PRO of the Irish anti-war movement, is supportive. The Irish Daily Star leads today with a story about how baggage handlers at Dublin Airport sent Shane Lowry's golf clubs to Chicago instead of California, where he's due to play in a tournament later today. On foot of a tweet which the Offaly man sent out, featuring an iconic clip from Father Ted in which Father Dougal is being reprimanded for losing Father Jack, he was subsequently contacted by Dublin Airport. A spokesperson is quoted saying that Aer Lingus and United Airlines are working together to reunite the winner of the Irish and British Open with his golf clubs. Elsewhere this morning, The Examiner reports that construction is due to begin this month on a €5 million education and research centre at Fota Wildlife Park. And a number of today's papers report on the sudden death of O'Brien Press founder Michael O'Brien. And finally, Barry Roach writes in today's Times about Timmy Long and James Leonard, who have become known for their Two Norries podcast, in which they talk openly about their own experiences as drug addicts, which resulted in them both serving jail sentences. Since their work has been credited with helping as well as entertaining lots of people, the Boyhood Friends have just been named as Cork Persons of the Month.